WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As President Biden welcomes Kenya's President William Ruto to the White House for the start of a state visit, one Republican candidate who wanted to face him in November, Nikki Haley, says despite her harsh criticism of former President Donald Trump,
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
She was speaking before the Hudson Institute. Health officials have confirmed a second case of bird flu in a person in the U.S., another farm worker, this one in Michigan, as bird flu moves through dairy cattle. Officials say the risk to the general public remains low. Federal judge in California ruled the Federal Bureau of Prisons will go to trial next year over claims it allowed an environment where prison guards sexually abused incarcerated women. And the families of victims of the Uvalde school shooting settled with the city for $2 million each. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight-line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Tens of thousands of customers were without power in southern Wisconsin this morning after severe weather moved across the area. Channel 3000 reports that as of 6:15 this morning, over 27,000 MG&E customers were without power. Over 18,000 We Energy customers were without service as of 10:30 last night. That included 292 in Dane County, 906 in Dodge County, and 849 in Jefferson County. MG&E said restoration is expected to take multiple days to restore power to its customers. Various roads were closed or blocked across Madison and Fitchburg as a result of the severe weather last night. The city of Madison said it would take time for crews to address all of the blockages. Here in Richland County, water was over the road this morning on County Highway D in Rockbridge, and Dog Hollow Road is underwater at the bridge in Neptune. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the eighth to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers' 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their two rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff and the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 50s tonight. Sunshine for tomorrow, maybe a late day storm and a high in the mid 70s. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. The wind starts to pick up as well. It cools down to the low 70s for a high. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant. Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, get up, gone. It is 3-0 Brewers.
It is gone. Joey Ortiz strikes again.